For over 25 years, scientists have speculated that global warming is hastening the spread of disease and wiping out entire species. And now a study in the journal Nature confirms it. Using data from 70 researchers around the world, a team led by American biologist Alan Pounds has discovered that spikes in global temperatures from the last 20 years have coincided exactly with the extinction of several frog species in Central and South America.
Well, there's a very clear relationship between temperature and the timing of the die-offs.
Conservationists have been perplexed by the worldwide decline of amphibians ever since the problem was first recognized in 1990. Since then, at least 70 species of frogs have disappeared. Stanford University biologist Terry Root says nearly a third of the world's 6,000 species of frogs, toads, and salamanders are threatened.
I believe, as do a lot of biologists believe, that we are standing at the edge of a mass extinction.
Scientists say amphibians are in greater danger than any other group of animals because their permeable skins make them sensitive to environmental changes. But researchers say thousands of plant and animal species are also at risk. In rainforests, rare plants are blooming earlier, disrupting their natural reproductive cycles. And in the Arctic, polar bears are declining in numbers as rising temperatures threaten the ice floes they depend on for breeding. Ecologist Dr. Karen Master says 18 to 35% of the world's plant and animal species could disappear in the next 45 years.
Quite honestly, the evidence is truly mounting that many fragile and wonderful and special ecosystems are at risk.
And humans are not immune. The World Health Organization estimates that 150,000 more people will die, and more than 5 million others will get sick this year because global warming is helping to spread insect and waterborne disease. The Earth's average temperature rose 1 degree in the 20th century, and a group of United Nations scientists warn it could rise another 10 degrees by the year 2100. Millar Sega, VOA News.